Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Do not raise your price on a whim. Let me explain what I mean. I know that a lot of you are at a stage where you like, you know, I want to make more money. I need to make more money for this business to make sense. Totally get it, right? And I know that a lot of you are following all of these gurus and, you know, brand strategists and other business coaches. And one of the pieces of advice that they are giving you is to raise your prices, right? And nothing is wrong with raising your prices, but you do not want to raise your price on a whim because it can very well backfire. Now, some of you, yes, you may need to raise your price, but you have to understand that if you are choosing to raise your price, you have to make sure that the value that you are giving your audience also raises, right? It can't be the thing that you were selling for $2, now you want to sell it for $20, and it's the exact same thing that you were selling for $2. No, what is the increase in value that your audience is getting for this additional money that you're asking them for? And don't get me wrong, that additional value doesn't have to mean more of your time. It could be an addition of something that you add on to the thing that they're already getting and stuff like that. You know, there's so many creative ways to do it. All I'm saying to you is, you don't just raise your prices on a whim. Don't just raise your prices because you're frustrated and that kind of thing. In fact, before you even decide what the price is for the offers that you're putting out, you need to be very clear about how much people are willing to pay, what is the market value of what is going on. So you have to do some form of market research. You want to do some type of beta testing. You want to really spend time doing that. A lot of times we skip over that part and we just either add a price that we think we deserve, because, you know, it's all about knowing your worth. That's another conversation, right? We just add on a price, or we underprice ourselves so badly because we feel like, you know, I'm so new in this business, or you're so new in this business, so there's no way that you can charge the same $200 that person who has been in business 3 or 4 years can charge, right? And that is a real fallacy. Guys, do the research. Ask your audience, how much are they willing to pay for this thing? Obviously, you take everything with a pinch of salt, right? Look at your competitors. Look at other things that's going on in the market, right? Really compare not just the price, but the value that people are getting at the price. Are they getting the same value, right? Those are the things that you need to take into consideration, because you don't want to start your business where you are undercharging for every single thing, or that you are, you know, every Monday morning you have a sale or a discount or some crazy stuff like that, and then you recognize after a month or two, listen, I'm not making any money, so I need to raise my price, and then you raise your price to this really exorbitant amount. Guys, that is not the way that you run a business. That's why running a business is really a marathon and it's not a sprint. You have to spend time doing the other things before you just jump online and say, I have a business, right? Do your market research, test it out in the market, ask your audience questions, do some beta testing, do some sampling and all of those kind of things, right? And really get a sense of what is happening in the market. Get a sense of what value your audience is expecting, right? Do not undercharge yourself, and do not feel that you have to create a business off of discounts and sales in order to attract more clients, because what you're actually doing is attracting very, very cheap customers, right? And cheap customers are not going to keep you in business very long. They will have you going up and down, and that anxiety is so not worth it in your business at all. So do not raise your prices on a whim. Some of you, yes, you actually do need to raise your prices, but do it strategically. Do the research. Speak to your clients who are already buying from you. Let them know that what is going to happen, but also make sure that when you do decide to raise your prices, that you're also providing the more value to your audience for the increased price, right? And again, the value doesn't have to be your time. It could be a bundle of something, it could be a bigger packaging, it could be for a longer time, those kind of things. So figure out what that looks like in your business, because it's not a one-size-fits-all, guys. And as usual, jump into my DMs, leave a comment underneath this message, and let's have a conversation about your pricing, your profit margin, your revenue, and all of those great things, your finances, all of those great things, right? Because that is really what your bottom line is all about in helping all of these people. You're running a business, right? And to run a successful business, you have to be making money. So let's make some real money together. Let's talk about how you actually go about doing that. So jump into my DMs, leave a comment underneath this video, click on the link in my bio, schedule a call, schedule a consultation, and let us do this thing together. Yeah, guys, talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.